Disc 3.
Chapter 10. The good people who are publishing this book have a concern that they've expressed to me. The concern is that readers like yourself will read my history of the Baudelaire orphans and attempt to imitate some of the things they do. So at this point in the story, in order to mollify the publishers, the word mollify here means get them to stop tearing their hair out and worry, please allow me to give you a piece of advice, even though I don't know anything about you. The piece of advice is as follows. If you ever need to get to Curdled Cave in a hurry, do not, under any circumstances, steal a boat and attempt to sail across Lake Lacrimose during a hurricane, because it is very dangerous, and the chances of your survival are practically zero. You should especially not do this if, like the Baudelaire orphans, you have only a vague idea of how to work a sailboat. Count Olaf's comrade, standing at the dock and waving a chubby fist in the air, grew smaller and smaller as the wind carried the sailboat away from Damocles' dock. As Hurricane Herman raged over them, Violet, Klaus, and Sunny examined the sailboat they had just stolen. It was fairly small, with wooden seats and bright orange life jackets for 5 people. On top of the mast, which is a word meaning the tall wooden post found in the middle of boats, was a grimy white sail controlled by a series of ropes, and on the floor was a pair of wooden oars in case there was no wind. In the back, there was sort of a wooden lever with a handle for moving it this way and that, and under one of the seats was a shiny metal bucket for bailing out any water in case of a leak. There was also a long pole with a fishing net at the end of it, a small fishing rod with a sharp hook, and a rusty spying glass, which is a sort of telescope used for navigating. The 3 siblings struggled into their life vests as the stormy waves of Lake Lacrimose took them farther and farther away from the shore. "I read a book about working a sailboat," Klaus shouted over the noise of the hurricane. "We have to use the sail to catch the wind, then it will push us where we want to go." "And this lever is called a tiller," Violet shouted. "I remember it from studying some naval blueprints. The tiller controls the rudder, which is below the water, steering the ship. Sunny, sit in back and work the tiller. Klaus, hold the atlas so we can tell where we're going, and I'll try to work the sail. I think if I pull on this rope, I can control the sail." Klaus turned the damp pages of the atlas to page 104. "That way," he called, pointing to the right. "The sun is setting over there, so that must be west." Sunny scurried to the back of the sailboat and put her tiny hands on the tiller just as a wave hit the boat and sprayed her with foam. "Karg Tem," she called, which meant something along the lines of, "I'm going to move the tiller this way in order to steer the boat according to Klaus's recommendation." The rain whipped around them, and the wind howled, and a small wave splashed over the side. But to the orphans' amazement, the sailboat moved in the exact direction they wanted it to go. If you had come across the 3 Baudelaires at this moment, you would have thought their lives were filled with joy and happiness, because even though they were exhausted, damp, and in very great danger, they began to laugh in their triumph. They were so relieved that something had finally gone right that they laughed as if they were at the circus instead of in the middle of a lake, in the middle of a hurricane, in the middle of trouble. As the storm wore itself out, splashing waves over the sailboat and flashing lightning over their heads, the Baudelaires sailed the tiny boat across the vast and dark lake. Violet pulled the ropes this way and that to catch the wind, which kept changing direction as wind tends to do. Klaus kept a close eye on the atlas and made sure they weren't heading off course to the wicked whirlpool or the rancorous rocks. And Sunny kept the boat level by turning the tiller whenever Violet signaled. And just when the evening turned to night, and it was too dark to read the atlas, the Baudelaire saw a blinking light of pale purple. The orphans had always thought lavender was a rather sickly color, but for the first time in their lives, they were glad to see it. It meant that the sailboat was approaching the Lavender Lighthouse, and soon they'd be at Curdled Cave. The storm finally broke. The word broke here means ended, rather than shattered or lost all its money. And the clouds parted to reveal an almost full moon.